It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Episode here on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So that was episode 494, and goddamn, 1 week, little 1 month and 1 week later, to me it feels like forever. As we've probably always said, and we've said a lot currently this year, when we have massive hiatuses and stuff, and you don't show up or you don't have episodes, or you're just too busy, man. But we make time for everything, as we have. We make time for the things that matter. We do things that matter. We do things that are important. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is True Speech, episode 495. True Speech with the King, exactly, to be exact. It's good to be back here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be back here. It's good to be able to speak and embrace the episode. Obviously, brand new episode of True Speech coming out. But we obviously haven't been on social media in a while. But we have come back. We have fully made a return. It's not like we haven't been on it. It's been a crazy month or so. On top of that, and a massive cleanse, and just, you know, overall just realizing you really don't need certain things that you thought you did once. And here we are. We're back. It is December 3rd, I believe, right? Is it December 3rd? December 3rd, 2023. Can you believe that we're already in the final month? The final month of the glorious year that it was, 2023. Not really, man. There's a fuck ton of things that happened this year. and we're at the beginning of the month still and all that, but before I was actually starting the show, literally like probably like maybe like literally 15-20 minutes before, I checked out our official, because they dropped them, and the best part about being with Spotify and or recording and being an artist and or, you know, obviously artiste or podcast or whomever, you know, anybody that uses Spotify to promote and produce their art or their music or their podcasts and stuff, there's this thing called Spotify Wrapped. So the 2023 Spotify Wrapped for True Speech with the King released and stuff too. So we've got some stats to read off and some very exciting things I wanted to see. I didn't really even really notice, honestly. So they have them in categories and whatnot. So our top episode of the year, ladies and gentlemen, the top rated episode of 2023. Drum roll, please. Episode 454, the 3 a.m. podcast. Now, there's something about those 3 a.m., 2 a.m., right now, 4:45 a.m. fucking podcasts that hit differently. Something about them. Definitely. I mean, that, I wasn't surprised. I mean, dude, there's so many great episodes to pick from, but we go off of the stats and stuff. So that episode was streamed 195% more than the average episode. And obviously, you guys can check out the Spotify Wrapped. It will be pinned to my social media. Now, it's been a long time since we've talked, since we've promoted, since we said it. We are available everywhere. You get your shows exclusively on Spotify. Exclusively everywhere else you get your podcast. 9 other plus platforms to enjoy our show on, exclusively on Spotify, like I said. We have a Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/truespeechpod, as well as x.com/gtkingofficial. And obviously my Instagram, gtheking_official, will have my Spotify Wrapped, and you guys will be able to check it out anywhere and everywhere you go when it comes to our social media and stuff like that. So also in my Instagram bio, allmylinks.com/gtkingofficial as well, to check all that good jazz out. Where the fuck have we been, huh? Where the fuck have you been? Fresh out of jail. I'm just kidding. I was like, I gotta fucking say some stupid shit to begin the show. Like, imagine my fucking ass got like arrested or something, and all of a sudden you just never knew what the fuck happened with the podcast and all that. No, I'm not calling that into existence or nothing like that, man. We've had a lot of that happen already. You know, something to do with powers, something to do with people who foresee things, you know, foreshadow events before they happen. You know, it's a big power. It's something that not a lot of people have. You're just able to know things that other people don't know. I mean, for me, I'm able to see things that a lot of people don't see right then and there. Some people take forever to do it. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we still got a few more episodes before we hit the 500 mark. It's so funny that at the last 5 episodes, or the last set of, you know, maybe 6 plus episodes, we're on 4, yeah, 5 episodes, we take the absolute longest, 1 week and 1 fucking day, 1 month and 1 fucking week, since we have recorded an episode of the podcast. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we got so much to discuss, so much to uncap, so much to detail here. Been learning the art of two wheels. So going back to it, I'm sure you guys know when I crashed in my scooter, right? So I appeared more fucked up than the scooter was, right? But, you know, with that crash came damages to the scooter later on. For example, the charging port where you plug your charger in on the side is was wobbly, was loose. And, you know, it was only a matter of time, because there's been times where I had a charger piece fall off and it broke and whatever else. whoever the fuck it is you want to charge doesn't charge. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of pieces and shit and repairs and different things and videos and help. Obviously we have the internet and all that too, so it makes it a little bit better. For a brief second, I didn't have my phone or anything or any connection to any social media either. So, I mean, I've been working on that. Obviously now it's accumulated and now there's way more things to be done. So I don't even know how long it's been since it doesn't even seem like it's been forever from the pod. Since it seems like it's been forever, excuse me, from the pod. It doesn't seem like it's been forever riding a scooter. It's probably been like almost 2 weeks, I think. But obviously with any kind of vehicle or item, obviously such as something like that, that you commute with actively back and forth, you gotta learn and dive and dig deep. You know, get all the replacement parts and all that. And fortunately for me, the scooter's not too bad. It doesn't take too much focus. It does take some pristine focus, let alone, but, you know, more so on your ass not buying the wrong fucking parts. My dumb ass goes on Amazon, right? And I'm thinking about this dude the other day, right? So controllers, you know, not the video game controllers, but controllers and scooters are like the brain of the scooter. Controllers are the brain of the scooter. Motorcycles, whatever else it is. You know, speed controllers, monitors the speed, you know, sets the overall speed and what this thing is actually capable of doing, right? And I have the audacity to buy a remote that doesn't even look anywhere near the one I had because I wanted to be, I mean, I don't know if I wanted to be cheaper. I don't know what the fuck went in my head when I thought of that. I was just like, I gotta get something. I mean, I want to get all these pieces and parts and stuff. So for sure, I think now, like just to kind of not stim around the bullshit, I need a new LED replacement, the LED display that shows you how fast you're going and shit like that. Like the whole overall display and all that. And I need a new controller. New throttle. Like the little tiny bitch ass plugs at the end and stuff matter apparently. Because mind you, like the piece that I had looked exactly the same. And you know, it turns out that's a pain in the ass. And that's the worst part about buying things online, ladies and gentlemen. Buying things online. Speaking of buying things online, Christmas is a coming. Are you guys excited for it? Anybody? Anyway, show of hands. Show of verbal hands here. Agree with yourself if you are excited. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Didn't seem like it. I mean, dude, the last like few holidays, the last few years, like, dude, nothing really that impressive. I mean, went accumulated to the point where I was like, Thanksgiving, I'm just happy to see people being grateful for one damn day of the entire year. I mean, Christmas, I'd say honestly, probably for the longest time, I'd be more excited than anything because of the gifts and the anticipation and what you get. You can't tell me that we, as kids, I mean, if anyone has kids done this, I'm pretty sure you guys have. But we hope for money in our cards, right? Like our Christmas cards or birthday cards and stuff. We want to find fucking money or gift cards. My case, money. But one thing we hated getting as kids, fucking clothes. But I mean, I don't know if I've said this before. Like, dude, getting clothes is like one of the coolest things ever now. Because you like, you realize just how much shit you look damn good in, right? You gotta appreciate your beauty. You gotta appreciate your self-worth. You've gotta appreciate who you are. Because no one else will. No one will have your back like you do. No one will care about you like you do. And most importantly of all, ladies and gentlemen, no one will prosper like you do. You choose your destiny. You choose what you want to do. It's the most important thing. Otherwise, if we lose track of the most important things, we're going to lose track of everything. Our game plan. What matters the most. So I bought myself an iPhone, right? It seems like I buy myself a phone 10,000 times a year. But point blank is, dude, this case, oh my God, you need an Allen wrench to unscrew it, to take it off. Like, you know, these people always popping their cases on and off and on and off, on and off. Mind you, like, if it gets dirty and stuff once in a while, or get water in there, like water buildup, because I know it's not 100% waterproof or nothing like that. I don't even think it's waterproof or anything, but it's made of some solid-ass fucking metal, dude. And let me tell you, dude, I've thought about this case for a long time. It was like a yellow version of it, but I got the black version because it was I don't know if it had the front cover on it too. So, dude, this is one hell of a case though. This is one thing, a little quick thing I wanted to quickly say, man. So, anyways, guys, continuing on here, you get a little distracted sometimes, right? Remember how we digress? Digress, talk about all the different topics there is, because dude, there's no limit to free thinking. It's like you're just going through a series of constant thoughts. I mean, when I'm awake and stuff, even when I'm sleeping, when I like to say, I don't stop thinking, man. You know, just a matter of what you're thinking about, how you're thinking about it, how you're going about it, you know. And segueing into something that I feel like I've been saying a lot this year. Something that I feel like I've said a lot more than normal. Because it's like something I've been paying more fucking dead-ass close attention to. But first thing first, before we do that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we've said this in a while, but something Julie likes to hear me say once in a while here. So sit back, relax, kick your feet up. Get out your drinks at 5 in the morning. I believe California sells alcohol. Starts resuming the sale of alcohol at 6 a.m. So 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. excuse me. So 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. But that has nothing to do when you're smoking weed, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back. You guys hear the train in the background? One of the most annoying parts probably about living around, but then some people kind of peaceful. Some people do. I mean, sometimes it sounds good. I mean, it wouldn't sound the same if we didn't have it though. So, all right, moving on. Something I was talking about a lot. I've mentioned it. I've brought it up countless amounts of times this year. But life's unfair, right? Hey, that's not fair. This is not fair. Life's not fair. Life's not fair. Nothing is promised and nothing is deserved. And nothing is warranted. Not even with hard work. It is, but it isn't at the same time. And what I mean by that is that nothing is promised. I mean, we could walk outside and get struck by a car. You could beat cancer, beat COVID a million times over, and get struck by lightning. You have a drunk driver hit you. You could have a heart attack. You never know. We could all be gone at any given time. Obviously, we're one day closer to death each day, and not being negative in any way. I'm just saying it's something that's realistic. But on top of that, what makes everything just much more important and dire, and the most important thing, more, but if anything, it's more important than the action itself. Mind you, everything but the kitchen sink could be thrown at you in life. Everything in the world could be wrong. Anything in the world could go bad. You could lose anything and everything, are the most important things that you've ever had, the most important things you've ever thought that were important to you. And you know, the world could be crumbling underneath your feet. That's all good and well and good, right? No, it's not. But what are you going to do about it? How are you going to remove yourself from the situation? Now, I've been around a lot of people my whole life. Not really. I mean, I like my own space and stuff. And you know how I am, a very solo-like guy. I'm just saying overall. Personality wise, I've seen so many different types of people. I've been around them. I've taken in their energies. I mean, I work in customer service too. I mean, early on, I mean, I worked in landscaping early on, and then obviously transferred over to essentially customer service. So I mean, let alone just being able to talk to people. I never used to be able to talk to people. I used to never be able to talk as coherently as I feel like I do. Like, you know, kind of flow, kind of have like a conversation with someone, like, you know, with the podcast. I never was able to do that. And now that I'm able to, it makes it so much easier. But I'm so nervous and shy still in a lot of ways. But speech-wise, man, I just feel like, you know, we've come a long way. And you can use that to help people. You can use that to spread your knowledge. And henceforth, that's why I have. Dude, I'm so stoned. Oh, my God. But the thing that is, if not important, or a little bit less important, but more important, even more important than the action done itself, all these things you're worrying about, all that bullshit you think is going to happen, all the pussy-ass shit you're thinking of, all that will go away. All that will be changed forever if you look at your approach to the situation is everything. Your approach is bullshit, your outcome's gonna be bullshit. You forecast things, just as we said in the early beginning of the show. You don't want to speak things in energy. There's some powerful individuals out there, ladies and gentlemen. Some people that, you know, I like to say speak things in existence. I pride myself on that. There's nothing wrong with that. Speak things into existence, but, you know, what are you going to speak into existence? I mean, everybody does it in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, starting from the people that wake up, oh, today's going to be a fucking horrible day. I have to work with this person or do this. Or I have school or I have work or this later. Oh, I have to roommate with this bitch. No. You know, it could be anything and everything. You forecast it, it's going to come true. And one thing for sure that I've learned this year is that karma does not take a break, and it has not taken one with me, for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's all about your approach, man. You got to wake up, how you wake up in the morning, how you're thinking about something, how you're going about thinking about, yeah, just your overall assessment of your day, your overall interpretation of your day, your forecasting of the day, your approach, your overall approach. What do you want to achieve today? And that feels like that's a problem here for me. So, you know, the way that I go about this is very tactical. I think about a lot of stuff. I think about the ups, the downs. I think about the outcomes. I think about the solutions. I think about the things that could be possible scenarios that could occur, but it's not like I'm overwhelming myself. I'm not saying I'm perfect at overthinking and all that. No, it's been one of the biggest struggles for anyone in general, I would say, is overthinking, anxiety, all those lists, the little basic list of the four things that are like some of the worst things ever. But you know, just, I feel like I'm approaching it a lot better. Like, the one of the best things about it is that I'm understanding why things happen the way they do. I'm understanding why things go the way they go. And most importantly of all, I'm acknowledgeable. I'm accountable for my mistakes. I'm accountable for my actions. There's a little tiny handful of things I just wish I could fucking take right back. Because, you know, it's just not fun to live with the guilt. And mind you, I said I'm someone that thinks a lot, so I think a lot about shit. So I'm going to think a lot about the shit I did, how I could have done better. I mean, I'm very critical. Always have been. I mean, that's something that I think a lot of people should be, right? Because you're not looking to improve. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? First off, are you looking to stay the same and not make any changes? If you don't believe that there is any changes or improvements or things you can add on in your life to make your quality of life overall better, you're not thinking straight enough. For sure you're not. Because your potential is limitless. Why limit yourself? Why believe that their potential is only sky high? We have multiple goddamn universes, don't we? Multiverse and all that shit. Sky is not the limit. The sky is not the limit, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you that here, right now. The sky is not the limit. Dude, there's so much more to your limit. And it just depends on who you are. I'm going to take you guys back. When I was a kid, right? I wanted to become a counselor and stuff. And as my teenage years were going through and all that, I got a little older from like 13, 14, 15, 16. I had it in my mind that I wanted to help people, right? And I still have the same mission almost 15 plus years later of helping people. You know, obviously, you can help who you can. You can give advice to everybody. You can give advice to whomever you need to. And I've seen people that needed certain advice and whatever else is. And I offer my words of wisdom to them. And, you know, they haven't taken it. Some people have taken my words and prospered for the better. Some people have taken my words and went through one ear, came out the other. You know, there's no charge. I don't charge anybody for wisdom. You know, that's why I explained why I didn't charge for the podcast. That's not something I believe in. I mean, I understand. Hold on. No more texting during the show. That's the most craziest thing, huh? No, we can't text during the show. That's why I turned on Do Not Disturb mode, because Do Not Disturb mode doesn't pop up. Nothing pops up on your phone or nothing like that. And you turn the sound down as well. If you aren't looking to continue to learn, you're not, I mean, I don't know, that's just my opinion. I mean, maybe there's people that sit around and go about life and they're happy with what the fuck they have and they think they made it. I mean, I don't think that I would always anywhere near close say that I've made it. Who the fuck's made it anywhere, right? I mean, I just believe that the reason that creates a huge problem for people like me and people, you know, obviously anybody with wisdom, anybody that's real awake, awoken to everything that's going on in the world in general, overall, just very aware of a lot of things, and just in general, from learning and smart, being smart overall, and very intelligent, carrying yourself well, and, you know, just overall way of how to treat people and go about things as a human being. Not everybody looks at it like that. Some people's personalities, some people's outlooks on things are fucking horrible. To terrible approaches to stuff. Ain't my fault. I know my approaches will always be solid. I know that no matter what the fuck goes on, everything happens for a reason. I will never abandon myself or anyone around me that's in my circle. You know, and I don't treat people any shitty kind of way. I treat people how I would want to be treated. Same way people should be treated in general. So if someone's treating you shitty, And treating you like an absolute fucking piece of shit, they can't get mad if you treat them like a little bitch either. You get what you give. You only get what you put in. You know what I mean? You gotta work for things. You gotta be willing to work for things. You can't have things handed to you. I don't ask for anything. Do you ask for anything? Why ask when you can go get it yourself? You know what I mean? Words of wisdom dropped there. I won't charge you guys for those ones. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, as we hit our 30-minute mark, nearly hitting our 30-minute mark, ladies and gentlemen, we are presented to you and brought to you by Spotify. Spotify for podcasters as well. Download Spotify for podcasters as well. It's the top number one band, number one podcasting app to start your podcast and or, you know, resume or have, you know, whatever it is you want. You, whether you submit music, whether, you know, it's for artists. You know, I've been with Spotify for a long time now, probably about 6 plus 7 plus years. And holy shit, dude, we are still kicking. And check out our Spotify Wrapped 2023 for sure, for sure. I'm going to post it. I'm going to have it pinned to my account as well. Will I remove the pinned Spotify Wrapped for the podcast link? I don't know. I can't confirm nor deny that here. On this Sunday morning, if I'm not mistaken, I can think of many episodes in the past, a few of them probably, that we return on a Sunday, on motherfucking Jesus Day. You know, Saturday is like the day of the devil in a lot of ways, it feels like. I looked it up and it looks like it was something that I was feeling, that I felt was true. And it was true. I mean, it just felt like a fucking horrible, you know, Saturdays are more horrible than anything. But we're back. Of course, I take like a little in-between hit in between that little in my middle of my sentence. But we're back. It's good to be back, man. You know, a month and a week? Good fucking God. No, nothing bad happened to us. No. I mean, just learning and trying to get through things, you know? Trying is half the battle. Did you know that? Trying is half the battle, but effort counts, the thought. But you also have to put the work in. Otherwise, if you don't, you'll never achieve nor get any results that are worth noting. Any results that you think are worth it in general. So we played a little bit of Call of Duty Mobile earlier, since it's the first time I had it on this phone downloaded. But we're probably going to play a couple of sessions afterwards as well. So that will be cool. I mean, the first episode returning was going to be the one that was a little bit shorter, right? We're going to hit like 35 minutes. Let's hit like 45 minutes. So we got like 15 minutes left here on, this show. Dude, I am stoned, man. Let me tell you, I am absolutely stoned. So, to take you guys back to the original, or to the beginning of the podcast, when I was talking about the scooter and all that. So, my ideal way would be to just get a new one. You know, I've obviously, now that I think about it, now that I've come to look for multiple parts and identical parts and just the identical problems and things that I've felt like I've gone through with the scooter, is the display. Just learning about just the overall brand and all that. I mean it's an off-brand scooter brand, electric scooter brand. I mean, obviously, like I said, every time I would look up anything that had to do with electric scooters, these brands would pop up, like Razor, GoTrax. Razor and GoTrax is probably at the top of the list. Some of the best ones and stuff. I mean, other than that Bugatti scooter. You think that thing's pretty fast? I wonder if it is. That'd be one fucking awesome thing to get, right? A Bugatti scooter? No. No, there has been some mean looking scooters that go off road and all that too. So I mean, I'm looking at all those, dude. So I mean, I want to have, like I said, ideally just have this one right here and repair this, and just make it into my ultimate scooter, or I want to get a new one. But this one, I just feel like I'm closer and closer every day to fixing it. You know what I mean? I gotta learn a little bit more about everything that goes on with it, though. You know what I mean? But Yeah, man. We obviously, like I said, I feel like I'm getting better every day. And like the beginning of the end for the scooter, I feel like, not the end, but like the what prompted me to fix the charge port was the fact that it wouldn't charge. It wouldn't charge because, remember when I said that crash, we probably rocked that charge port hella bad and fucked the alignment up on there, that it was just a matter of time, no matter how long I had it and stuff, and no longer I was plugging it in and stuff, whatever else it is, and you know, it's just a matter of time that it was gonna eventually stop. I mean, I don't know if it was a port. I mean, I pulled something out by accident in the, when I was pulling the port out, and then the charge port and stuff obviously wasn't securely in there, because I remember when I opened it up and stuff too. But we're getting closer and closer, man. You know, it's all about learning and stuff, and you know, just being aware of everything that's going on. But you know, it's a little bit of a break from riding and stuff, man. My, it is fucking freezing lately. It has been lately too. Obviously it's winter and all that, but ladies and gentlemen, we have returned to the world of podcast. We have returned. We have resumed our ascension here on the show Truth Speech with the King. Like I said, we're available everywhere you get your guys' shows, preferably on Spotify. Like I said, check out our Spotify Wrapped 2023. Definitely. We're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Spotify, exclusively on Apple Podcasts, if you have Apple Podcasts, if it's easier for you. And everywhere else you get your shows primarily. It shows a list of them directly on our podcast page, directly. If you go to the direct Spotify for Podcasters page. You can follow me on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, G_TheKing_official, as well as the podcast count, True Speech Pod, both on X, formerly known as Twitter, so x.com/GTKingOfficial, and x.com/TruthSpeechPod, Instagram.com/TruthSpeechPod as well. And obviously, if you go into my link in my Instagram bio, allmylinks.com/GTKingOfficial takes you to all my social media and more. I actually have to update that and continuously come back, make the return to social media. You know what I mean? Like, ladies and gentlemen, we are back up in this bitch. So we're going to keep on going. And now we'll be back probably 3 more times before Christmas. Held myself to that, ladies and gentlemen. I can't go against it now. But mind you, dude, I am so stoned, dude. I am going to like lay down and look at stuff on the internet. I am so stoned. The best fucking way to be, ladies and gentlemen. But alas, that is our show for today. It's good to be back. Like I said, appreciate y'all for joining us, for sure, for quadruply, you know, unconditionally, you know, unlimited amounts of appreciation for everybody out there. And obviously, if you read and check out the Spotify Wrapped, it shows you all the people that contributed and the percentages and all that good motherfucking shit. So until next week, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with another episode of True Speech with the King in the near future, motherfuckers. And like I said, happy holidays. Hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. And you guys have an even better Christmas. And or Christmas Eve, whatever it is, Christmas, New Year's, all that shit, all together, ladies and gentlemen. But until next time, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
It's time to ride, I pull out from the scene, real fast. Time to ride, right? Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, right? Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky.
Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.